Now let us move to our next chapter, chapter number 23. You were listening the voice of Nishant Singh, Hardy and Shakespeare as tragic artists. Hardy is considered as a great tragic novelist and as Shakespeare a tragic dramatist. Like Shakespeare's four great tragedies, Hardy also produced four great tragic novels. Tess of D'Urbervilliers, Jude the Obscure, The Mayor of Casterbridge, and The Return of the Native. Hardy found life a tale of woes and sufferings. Shakespeare's dramas also present a spectacle of suffering and pain, but the tragic vision of both the artists is quite different from each other. Shakespeare's tragic heroes are men of high rank and status. They are kings, princes, generals, and warriors. A Shakespearean tragic hero is an exceptional creature with uncommon qualities of head and heart. His fate affects the destiny of the whole nation. His fall from prosperity to adversity excites feeling of pity and terror. But Hardy's heroes and heroines are different from those of Shakespeare. They are very ordinary individuals, not kings or warriors. They belong to the lower sections of society. Tess is an humble dairymaid. Henchard is an illiterate hay trusser, and Giles is a poor woodcutter. Thus, they belong to the humblest ranks of society, but they are worthy of being tragic protagonists. They have their own individualities. For example, Tess is a pure woman. Henchard is a man of character. The qualities of their head and heart place them above their common fellow beings. Another important feature of Shakespeare's tragic hero is that he suffers from a tragic flaw. This tragic flaw ultimately becomes the cause of tragedy. There is always some marked tendency to act in a particular way which leads to the undoing of a Shakespearean tragic hero. But Hardy's tragic hero and heroines are free from the tragic flaw in Shakespearean senses of the term. They do not show any marked tendency to act in a particular manner. Their actions are largely determined by their circumstances, which are beyond their control. In Shakespeare's, character is destiny, but in Hardy's, destiny is character. In Shakespeare's tragedy, it is the character himself who decides his destiny. In Hardy's novel, destiny plays an active role. No doubt in The Mayor of Casterbridge and in The Return of the Native, character plays vital role in bringing about the tragedy. Henchard's wrongheadedness is responsible for his unending sufferings. Likewise, Eustacia's suffering results from her excessive love of the splendor of the city life and also from her extreme hunger of love. But in these novels, also in Tess, it is the role of destiny that mainly brings about the downfall. In spite of her best efforts and intentions, Tess succumbs to her destiny. In Hardy's, destiny takes the form of chance. Tess is full of such chance happenings which do not have anything to do with the character of Tess. So is the case of Henchard in The Mayor of Casterbridge. Henchard's disaster is caused more by the destiny than by character. In fact, malicious destiny or chance or fate is responsible for the tragedy of a Hardescue hero or heroine. Like Shakespeare's, Hardy's tragic vision is seldom depressing. It is always elevating. Hardy's tragic novels does not dishearten or discourage. In the words of a critic, it is elevating and stimulating. It does not shake our faith in life. All the more, it strengthens us. It does not make us light-hearted, but makes us wiser and better. Though a Hardy's tragedy leaves an impression of tragic wastes, It certainly does not leave a sense of moral dissatisfaction. Much good is wasted at the end, but evil gets its own reward. Elec is killed in the end. Even Angel Clare is a loser. His heart is totally broken with Tess is hanged, but the real tragedy is seen with when Tess Saul suffers and is cursed in the end. The Sardis tragedy is the soul tragedy. It reveals to us essential nobility and greatness of the human soul. Tess fights to the end, but she ultimately leaves an impression of the greatness of soul. Henchard may look like a beast at times, but he reaches Aristotelian heights. In Hardy's scheme of tragedy, society and environment play vital roles. In Shakespeare, society is subordinate to the tragic hero, but in Hardy's, the tragic hero or the heroine acts according to the dictates of the society. In this scene sense, Hardy's democratizes tragedy. His tragic novels are thus marked with a note of modernism. This is originally of Hardy's as a tragic artist.